Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you ratcatchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
If you stay in this building, you're going to be trapped. Okay. You got to get out of the building.
We got to get out.
All right. Let's nearest window.
Sure, yeah. You okay. Dive out the window as the dead start. Once again, no noise other than the soft them dragging their feet as they come in.
They are slow, though, aren't they?
Not slow enough.
Like a snail's swiftness.
Not slow enough.
Not slow enough that it's not still a hassle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's the sheer number of them, they kind of have you a bit surrounded. Mm-hmm. You dive out the window, and you can see there's just too many of them. You are, as I said previously, surrounded. Johnny Tomatoes, you can fly, but goats, you can't. It is, as you dive out the window, as you realize how truly dire your situation is, that a rope... Whoa. Flips down next to you. You look up and you can see from somewhere above on a higher building the face you saw before. It calls down to you. Grab the rope!
I think we should grab the rope.
Grab the rope?
Yeah, let's grab the rope.
We love rope. We're attached
by rope and we're grabbing a second rope.
Yeah. As soon as both of you are holding the rope, the face turns back and calls out, "Heave!"
Oh.
You launch up into the air, still holding the rope.
Okay.
Heave! You go a bit further up. You don't need to climb. You are dragged up onto the roof of this building. You are face-to-face now with maybe 20 of these looking guys.
Well, not very pretty.
Actually, I believe that beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Yep.
They obviously don't. Like, they're obviously not
see light.
Obviously, they're not all identical. They have many different appearances. Yeah. You can see there's a mixture of different peoples here before you. The one
Arcana is identifying species, right?
Arcana would be identifying magical beasts. This would be a history check. I can make the history check for both of
that
you if you'd
really
like.
I was going to be like, I would know what they are. I probably do, but if it's going to be a check, don't worry about it.
No, actually, both of you have heard of these creatures before.
Mm. Deep gnomes!
Very good. Get a good boy card for just knowing that.
Oh.
I spotted it on the screen.
Wow, this has been...
I got +2 on stealth, and I proved it.
What'd you get?
Right tools for the job. You coincidentally have the exact tool required to complete a task. The DM may still require a roll, and the tool will break after being used. So I don't magically complete whatever I need to do, still need to roll for it, and I don't get to keep whatever I suddenly have.
So The lead one, the one that whose face you'd seen at the hole and just now as well, introduces herself. I am, Adam checks his notes, Chiss Bronzebuckle. I am the leader of these gnomes. You might know us as Serebniffin.
You might know us as...
Serebniffin. She just says the name for deep gnomes in their own language.
Oh! Okay. I'm Johnny Tomatoes. This is my good friend and companion, Goats McDuff.
Yeah, Goats is the first name, not the last name. I had some confusion. but lovely to meet you.
And we were sent here to potentially sort out a draconian presence.
Have you seen dragons around here? Or?
Oh, we know of the dragon you must be speaking
of. Is it red-hued? Because that's the one we've been informed of.
We're in danger here. You should come with us.
Okay. You saved our life, so therefore you must be trustworthy, or at least not want us dead, because it would be very easy to have just let us die.
Can we hold your hand?
Yeah, all right, she says. She puts out both of her hands so that each of you can... Well, actually, it'd be more like a... Because you're... Yeah,
we're the same.
I put both
of
my hands above my head, but only one of them needs to go above.
Beautiful.
She holds your hands.
What we had feels less special, but that's fine.
I think we can... Well, there's room for a third.
Whoa. Based on the things you were saying before about the deep gnome...
As I said previously, I'm the leader of these gnomes. We have a small settlement here called Fitzelnir. We're taking you there now. It's not very big, but it's home.
That's exciting. That's great. Thank you so much for your hospitality. And again, thank you so much for saving our lives.
She nods. She leads you from rooftop to rooftop to rooftop until you get to, imagine a giant treehouse city. Not a giant. It's about the size of a block. It's still pretty big. About the size of a block, a city block, treehouse city, but it's not in a treehouse. It's in buildings.
Okay.
There's rope bridges that connect all of the different buildings, and there's been, you can see they've added extra building onto these buildings. Okay. It all looks very ramshackle, like they've just taken whatever whatever they have around here and built on top.
Yeah.
You can see there is a mass of those dead beneath you looking up but unable to get to you. You maybe don't feel very safe, but all of these gnomes are treating it like it's like you're basically safe.
They can climb, right?
They can climb, but not well enough to get to us.
Oh. Well, that's still comforting.
They are, I will admit, a constant threat, but...
comforting, but, hey, better than where we were 5 minutes ago, which was fucked.
My people, we, cannot live above ground. It is harmful for us.
Oh, what happens?
We dwindle in power and energy until slowly the above ground, its air and its sunlight kills us with time. We are forced to live like this below the ground.
Well, it's nice just to get to know you a bit better.
My people, we once came from a much larger city, deeper in, but there are many evil things that dwell beneath the ground.
Right?
Yes.
Good at getting us back on topic.
The dragon destroyed our old home, and now we dwell here. At first, we thought we were safe, but then we realized our new home had only been made closer to the creature that had destroyed our own home. There is little we can do, though. While the dragon, it sleeps right now, and while it is asleep, as dangerous as these dead are, they are still less dangerous than some alternatives.
How far away is this dragon?
It is in the castle keep. She points into the darkness. You can't see it, but there is a feeling of extra oppressiveness coming from one direction, like a shadow upon the darkness itself. Mm. We can take you there. We've encountered another... You're adventurers, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
We've encountered another group of adventurers.
How many was in that group?
Four.
Fuck. You sure it wasn't three?
Quite confident. With their help and with your help, perhaps we can together bring down this dragon.
How long ago did you run into them?
Hours, perhaps?
How the fuck did they do that?
Yeah.
I guess there's four of them and only two of us, and we did fall in a hole. But they blew up, maybe.
Yeah, I thought they blew up.
And then they also had to deal with that spider we tried to go get.
Was one of them keep repeating a word, would you say?
Yes, one of them does keep repeating the last thing said. Okay. It's a bit obnoxious, but not as obnoxious as their leader. That's not important. Anyway.
Did he smirk a lot?
He smirks a lot, yeah.
And just another question. Did they seem wounded or in any way in any disrepair?
No, they seem as handsome as ever.
What? What's going on? Were they holding hands?
Not that I could see.
Did it look like they had a special connection?
No, I think there's no love in between. Okay. There's no heart of the cards or love to their group.
Yeah, well, at least we got that sorted still.
There is a sense that, yeah, they can't be the protagonists, but they are incredibly handsome. I'll grant them that.
Well, if they're in the castle, we should probably go quick because, fingers crossed, they're dead and we can just...
Oh, no, they're here. As well.
They're in the village?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
So you've been helping them as well? I thought what we had was special.
We're
holding hands.
Before we decided to save
love
you two.
You
we...
saved up.
Sorry?
You loved before us.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. I'm sorry. But not to say that we don't love you just as much as we would anyone. Anyway.
Wait.
We found them, brought them to the town, and then...
Where were they?
They were also in this, this place. No, they were doing quite well.
Oh, no.
Frustratingly okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, take us to them, and we'll speak to them, and we'll try and form a very uneasy and very likely to not work out alliance, and hopefully a team of six can take down the dragon. You'll be free to live where you used to live, and happy days for all.
I should mention that these dead, we believe they are connected to the dragon. Servants, in a way, perhaps. We're not sure.
Dead dragon, dead, dead.
The dragon isn't dead, merely sleeping. We're not sure its connection.
No, I meant you kill the dragon, you kill the dead.
Oh, well, we hope, perhaps. We're not sure.
Can you kill the dead?
Well... not sure about, well, you can kill the dead, yes, you can re-dead them, if you will.
Okay.
We're hoping maybe killing the dragon might be like cutting the head off the snake, as it were.
Now,
okay.
Before, like, obviously, please show us to where these four other adventurers are, I cannot stress enough that we have something far specialer than they offer, but if they're here, their bodies in the count, and they'll be helpful. Do you have any warriors? Well, your own adventurers? Anyone else that could potentially help out? Obviously, no pressure. It will be dangerous. But if there is anyone in your deep gnome family that, you know, could just pick up a sword and give us a hand.
I have some skills.
You cannot live as we do and not have some combat prowess.
That's
so
good to hear.
All of us, once we come of age, begin to train with a weapon just for self-defense, if nothing else.
Is there
I think
any...
we both agree we don't want anyone underage.
That is a hard and fast rule that we have here.
I would not ask or allow that. Yeah, that's...
if you could speak to your townsfolk, just see, obviously volunteers only, I don't want a conscription sort of situation, but if anyone's keen to help, it will be... They'll be the heroes of the village, because we're going to leave after this. Obviously, no offense, but like you guys, you'll have a hero of your town that helped vanquish the dragon, if that helps... sprinkle a lot of inspiration on.
I think there will be no shortage of volunteers.
That's great to
that's
hear.
Great.
The more the merrier. Okay.
To secure our safety, I think this village would do anything.
Well, hey.
That's lovely to hear.
We welcome anyone with open arms. Yes, we would love that. Well, while you go do that, if you could show us to where the other adventurers are.
Yeah, she is.
We'll go speak to them. You gather up. We'll reconvene. And then it's time to kill a fucking dragon.
She opens the door to a quite obviously like a large common space where they hold meetings and stuff like that. And you meet once again Arthas, the half elf, disarmingly handsome, but always with a smirk. Helmherd, the dwarf, who you can't see his face because of all the hair. Greeter Gedai, the human with the eye patch and frizzled look. Pete Repeat, who, as you're walking in, says, "Those idiots." Presumably having repeated someone else.
Mm. Oh, hey! So good to see you guys here. This was really easy to get to, hey?
Yes, says Arthas. I suppose it was, yeah. I hadn't even really thought about it. Feels a bit like a stroll, I suppose, yes.
Yeah.
They seem fresh.
Oh, gosh.
The Manganal Raiders and the Greyhill Free Company. Two teams of the very best at the top of their game that are unfazed by any element of this adventure.
Oh, have you encountered another? Oh, never mind.
Huh?
You wouldn't understand.
I reckon I would. Try me.
No, it's all right. What's your plan?
My plan is... I'm shocked you didn't have the same one. My plan is to recruit some of the deep gnomes that want to help out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just march into the castle. Hopefully we'll have... Well, there's
hand
four,
in hand.
Hand in hand. You guys can do whatever you want, but me and Goats will be hand in hand. We have a very special bond, unlike your team, which seems frayed around the edges.
Our team is old business, whereas yours quite clearly
that's
is
quite
family.
A sad.
Yeah. You have an old business measure. We're old pleasure.
Yeah.
You are, if nothing else, the Dominic Toretto to my whoever Dominic Toretto is fighting on that particular Fast and Furious.
Good reference.
So, yeah, we recruit some deep gnomes, and I know we're just going to have to form an uneasy alliance. I was going to come here all smiles, but clearly you've decided, hey, it's still time to be a cunt. And we'll just move forward together. We'll take out the dragon, and fuck it, we'll split the payment. I honestly, at this point, just want the deep gnomes and the village to be safe.
The Manganal Raiders converse very quickly with each other. Just
if you say no to this, that will be so fucking annoying, and you can just go first.
Arthas turns back and says, all right, there's an agreement. We'll split the reward.
Oh, thank God.
Our plan, we've Helmherd here, knows a bit about stone. He just Helmut just makes a noise like that. We've discovered that, similar to a lot of parts of this city, the castle is quite clearly ready to crumble away further into the darkness. We feel like this would be a good way of getting rid of the dragon. We need simply a large...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Enough explosion to send the castle further in.
Oh, that's crazy. We had the same idea.
I hold up the alchemist bomb?
Alchemical bomb.
Alchemical bomb.
Lucky we spent the time to.
Well, we made this.
Oh, interesting.
What? Okay.
Well, what did you make?
Well, we'd heard, I presume, that you found the alchemy supply shop.
Yes.
We'd heard about it from the gnomes, and we were going to go there ourselves.
Oh.
You saved us the trouble. Yeah. Good job, he says. There is no smirk when he says that.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, you're actually a very handsome guy when you're not smoking. And it makes me want to talk to you far more.
He says. The smirk returns.
Oh, God. Just give us one thing.
All right. Well, do you need a rest or are you ready?
Whoa.
Do you need to take a short rest or are you ready?
Manganal Raiders, Walt, to give the village a chance to help prepare for this. I know it does just sound like we're just going to be throwing a bomb into a castle, but hey, the more the merrier. Why don't we all just take a short rest? I fucked that up, but
of course not.
Yeah.
Well, I like that idea. And look, as it happens, can't I have like a quick siesta?
You absolutely can.
So then I can regain to full strength. Look,
yes.
I think we should all have a little time to just... chill out, okay? And then we'll all feel better about dropping this huge bomb.
Yeah. That sounds like a really good idea, Goats. Quick rest, short rest, and then take on this dragon or castle. Maybe we won't even see the dragon. We'll just blow up the castle. Done.
So, Goats, in you you plus the two of you plus the Manganel Raiders take a short rest, which you spend the card and it turns into a long rest for you. So you refresh everything. You're fully healed, back up to 25 hit points. And also you get all of your spells back, so you have full access to them again.
Beautiful.
Johnny Tomatoes, you are still down some spells because you need a long rest to get all of them back, but you still do have some magic left.
Yeah.
You've got three first level spells and one second.
Easy.
Plus cantrips are infinite. And you weren't down any hit points either, so you've taken no damage there. Okay.
I have so many cantrips that I just didn't look at. Whoops.
Yeah, you have a bunch of cantrips. Some of them pretty good. Might have even been
helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Interesting.
Like maybe acid splash. Acid on a web? That kind of helped.
Couldn't have. No. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I would have tried saliva first, then acid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good rule of thumb.
Chiss Bronze Buckle comes in at a certain point in your 1 hour rest, and she takes both of your maps and fills them in for you so that you've got a better idea of what the town's layout is like.
Chiss has been really helpful.
Points to both of the maps and identifies where the castle is, and she explains how that you're going to get on rooftop to rooftop, how you're going to get to and from the castle. And then she says, obviously, making by the rooftops is going to be the safest method, but once we get to the castle itself, there'll be a bunch of steps that kind of encircle the castle itself, and on those steps, there's no buildings, so we're going to have to climb down. It's also where the dead are the thickest in numbers, so we're going to have to fight our way through them to get to the castle itself. Me and my soldiers will give you as much time as you can to set up the bomb and whatnot. Inside the castle, the first room you'll encounter will be like a big atrium of sorts, an entryway. Just past that is the throne room. That's where the dragon is, all curled up around the throne itself. With your... you obviously explain your plan to her. With your bomb, you're probably going to want to put it as close to the dragon as possible without waking it up. You wake up the dragon, you're going to have to fight the dragon.
That does make a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay.
We'll hold them off from getting into the castle. You set the bomb. When you get out, all of us will escape together. Makes sense? Now...
Hey, other adventure. The Manganel Raiders. Do any of you know a spell that would give my good friend and companion here wings?
Oh.
They all turn and have like a little conversation with each other. They turn back and Arthur says, no, unfortunately.
Okay, that's okay. I just thought that... That could have been handy in the sense of we'll go into the castle, we'll lay the bomb, but we'd be able to fly over the dead, no risks. But if you don't know, I also don't know anything like that. Hey, look at us. Just a couple of guys hanging out, ready to take on this dragon, and I guess we're doing it the hard way, and that's okay. Could be harder. We could have not worked together.
They're not.
That's true.
All right, then. So... You set the bomb, and then when you get back out, we'll all leave together. I'm just letting you know.
Is magic a tool?
Sorry?
Is magic a tool?
You could make an argument for that. What specifically are you looking for?
Well, here? I'm just looking for potentially the right tool for the job.
Yeah.
Which would be a spell that casts, that I could cast that would give goats wings, or at least like turn them into a, disguise them as a fairy.
Why do you want to do that?
Because then we can fly over the dead.
I would allow maybe not a spell, but like a glider that you could use.
Glide over from the rooftop over the dead.
But it'd only be a one-way thing.
Yeah, that's
break
fine.
After
you also can't glide up. I get it. I know how gravity works.
Yeah. One thing just very quickly, though, before we continue, to factor into your plan, we don't get a lot of people going into the castle and coming back out. So we don't know a lot about what's in the castle itself. Just letting you know.
So a bigger group would be better rather than two people going ahead as scouts is what you're saying.
I'm not saying if there is something
that sounds
there,
like you're
you
saying that.
Make a lot of people go in and die.
Yeah, so. Okay. Let's stay a big group. Don't worry about the glider. I was thinking two outside the box.
Yeah.
That's why they call me the ideas man, the Manganel Raiders. I'm full of good ideas. And a good idea this time was to just stick to the plan.
Yeah, let's send the other group in first, maybe. Like, just slightly ahead of us. as a kind of shield,
you,
if you will.
You take the front, we'll take the rear and protect your backs.
Yeah, yeah.
Arthas looks at the two of you, looks you up and down, and says, yes, I suppose if we didn't, you wouldn't last very long.
Look, that's just being rude. I don't know.
Yes, 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 sure, whatever. Just go, please.
She just puts her hands up, quite clearly sensing some tension here, and she says, let's get going. Tell you what, I think you two up the back as a rear guard would be quite clever. So as we're progressing as well, just in case anything untoward happens on the way there, Mangonel Raiders can be up the front. We'll be in the middle, and then you two up the back as the rear guard, she says. You can tell, quite obviously, she's trying to, like, be a peace broker here. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right. You head out.
That was a totally different voice.
You make it to the last set of buildings before those stairs. You can see, sure enough, that, and the dead follow you as you're traversing as well. Silently. Yeah, yeah. It's really disconcerting to see a crowd so big making so little noise.
This is very, very unsettling.
That's some good perception.
Thank you.
That's why we're such a good team.
We are. I perceive things. You perceive that I'm perceiving. Mm. All pleasure.
We communicate.
We communicate.
That's very good. It's healthy.
There are still several dead lining up on, not lining up, but just milling about on the steps. Mm-hmm. Quite clear, standing still, looking at you. Okay. All of them are looking at you as you approach. Mm-hmm. So you know that they're aware of you, but they don't know necessarily your exact intentions or plans. Mm-hmm. Actually, you don't even know how intelligent these creatures are. You just know that they want to get around to you, and they seem definitely hostile. To get from this last building to the steps will be, they've got like a zip line thing that you can roll down and it puts you at the bottom of the steps. But as soon as you hit the bottom of the steps, it's combat. You're going to have to fight your way up the steps. And then once you're inside, who knows what else you're going to have to contend with. All right. So the Raiders go first.
The Raiders go first. Push them out.
Arthas, Helmherd, Greeter, and Pete Repeat all hook up and then slide down. They are frustratingly competent at this. They land, and as soon as they're down, Arthas draws a rapier and, like a fencer, he's going in between from dead to dead, slashing, cutting them down. Helmherd, as soon as he lands, takes out a big heavy hammer, brings it down on the dead, crushing them before him. Greeter, it takes out a bow and arrow, and like you, he's firing arrows at the dead, knocking them back, scattering them. And then Pete Repeat does what one of the other three are doing and alternates. Sometimes he'll have the fencing, sometimes he'll have the hammer, sometimes he's got a bow and arrow.
Oh, clever. Truly
in actions, not just in words.
Wasn't expecting that, but that's cool to see. I'm glad I got to witness that.
Yeah.
Then the deep gnomes slide down. There's maybe in total about 50 fighters. So they go again and again and again and again, and they make up the bulk, but none of them, they're not bad at fighting. But not even like you are, even you would be a bit more experienced than them. They do their best, but they can just barely hold their own. And they make a big space for the two of you to come down.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Let's do it.
Both of you hook up, slide down, land in among them, and then combat begins.
Hold me.
One more time. I don't like your pessimism there. There'll be other times.
Okay.
Every time you stop talking and there's a lot of dice or a pen involved, I immediately get nervous. I've been in this position before.
Oh, no. I don't know what I'm nervous about.
No.
All right. Goats, you go first.
I go first.
Yeah. So let me give you the situation. Behind you are the gnomes. Behind you and to either side are these deep gnomes. They're pushing the dead as far back as they can. And you can see there are the steps are in three tiers, with you on the bottom tier, then a little bit of flat, then another tier, then flat and the castle. So you need to fight your way up these steps to get to the first tier. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And ahead of you, the raiders have cleared some space, and you're going to need to. You see, one of the dead is slowly wandering into your formation. You can either try to shove past it, attack it, or if you can think of anything else you want to try.
Can I use my bow and arrow?
Absolutely, yeah, you can, yeah. You,
because then I don't have to be as close to it.
You knock, draw, fire, and your arrow rattles through the skeleton's rib cage.
Okay.
You see some of it crumble. Unfortunately, you cause damage. You see that it crumples in a little bit, but it's not stopped. Enough. And it doesn't seem to even acknowledge that it's been damaged. Mm-hmm. It just keeps moving. The raiders have their turn, and I am rolling what I like to call, it's a luck check. So I've rolled, and it's a number between 1 and 100. And
63.
You, okay.
69.
You're going to lock that in?
Yeah, I go 69.
Okay.
We're looking in 69.
You.
Oh, pleasure, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
Because we love each other.
We do love each other.
As lucky as that number is, you do not get lucky this time.
Fuck.
And the raiders, they're busy doing their own thing, and they can't deal with this skeleton. So it starts stumbling into your formation. You now have to deal with this skeleton, or it's going to attack someone in the back.
Okay.
Johnny, it's your turn.
I have a crossbow that I keep forgetting about.
Or cantrips.
Or cantrips. Acid splash,
which you are
baby.
Acid.
Acid splash?
Yeah.
Watch out, goats. Acid splash.
All right. You throw a ball of acid. It strikes the zombie right in its chest, right where goats hurt it. The skeleton, between the arrow bouncing around and then the acid, it completely melts away the skeleton's torso. The skeleton hits the ground and is just like a bubbling, fizzling mess. You've destroyed the skeleton.
We high five.
The dead begin trying to press in from all sides, but they're unable to break through. All right, your entire formation moves up onto the next landing, and now you're just a bit closer now. Goats, it's your turn again. The same thing is happening. The gnomes are keeping your sides and rear safe. The raiders are like the tip of the spear pushing their way forward, letting the two of you, giving you like a gap to keep forwards.
Mm-hmm.
You see that there is another skeleton wandering into your formation. What do you want to do? You can, this one is not going to be too much of a problem to you. So you could just go past, but it might then wander through and into the formation again. What would you like to do? You've got, don't forget, you've got the ensnaring strike ability. So you could use that. And even if you don't destroy it, you could fix the skeleton in place. And then it's not going to be a problem regardless. But that's your spell. So if you use that.
That's okay because I've got three. Didn't I re-heal?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, let's
it's
do
just,
that.
Yeah, okay, no worries. You fire and it's staring strike. You, as soon as the arrow... as soon as the arrow leaves your bow, with your wacha noise, it splits up into like segments and then starts whipping through the air. It wraps itself around the skeleton.
Yes.
The skeleton takes 6 points of damage, so it's pretty badly... The rope... Or the vines are crushing in on it. Mm-hmm. Not destroying it, but that doesn't matter because the skeleton still falls over backwards.
Can't move.
It's mummified. The skeleton can't attack. So you can now use this advantage and you can sprint. You could get all the way up to the door now if you wanted to.
Because
they're thin enough here that you could.
But I can do it.
Do you want to do that?
Yes. Because there's no danger.
Immediate danger to you.
Let's go.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time where we'll continue this story of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.